Welcome to the Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Hey ladies, welcome to another episode of the Laundry Hour. I hope you all are having such a wonderful month of May, and I hope you're excited about this new step in this love series study thing that we're doing, and spending all of May talking about how to love our husbands. Now, understanding that we are supposed to love everybody, and understanding that obviously we love our husbands. If we didn't, we wouldn't have married them. So why is it that I want to spend a whole month talking about loving your husband? Well, Titus 2:4 actually says that older women are to train the younger women to love their husbands and children. So, obviously, I will continue about how we should love our children, but I want to spend this month talking about loving our husbands. And though I am 27 and I'm technically not an older woman, I am sure that there are some women who are listening who are younger than me and some who are older than me. I have also not been married that long. I've been married for 3.5 years. So a lot of what I'm saying today will not be based off experience or even previous teaching. This is coming from a wife, myself, who is desiring to learn what it means to love my husband. One, so that I can love my husband, but so that I'm also prepared to teach younger women what God's word says when that time comes, or so that I can just study while you listen. And then we're all just learning together, hopefully. Obviously, I do want this to be a dialogue and a conversation. How do you make that happen on a podcast? My attempt right now is to just have people email me. But eventually, I think the Lord will give me an idea of how to make that potentially happen. But until then, I'm gonna study and hope you listen and feel challenged and convicted and encouraged as well. So I want to look at this verse, and it says basically that older women are to train younger women to love their husbands and children. That just means that we need to be trained on how to do that. Just like Proverbs 22:6 says that we are to train up a child in the way that they should go, wives need to be trained up too. Scripture actually is profitable for training in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16. And 1 Timothy 4:6-8 actually talks about how we need to be trained in the words of faith and training ourselves for godliness. So what does that word train mean? Similar to how we train our bodies, where we work hard, we get tired, we tear muscles, and we keep going so that we can accomplish the goal, whether that be a track meet or a dance competition or a basketball game. Whatever it is, we want to accomplish that goal, and we're going to work hard at getting our bodies physically and mentally, emotionally ready to win. And just like Paul says that he beats his body, like, into submission to Christ, athletes beat their body to win the prize. Like, they actually do. Like, did you know that to gain muscle, you've got to tear it? Like, it legitimately breaks, which is why you feel sore after you work out, because you've broken a muscle. And then, you've torn a muscle, rather. And then it, like, mends back together, and it is stronger and bigger and can do things. We are called as believers to run the race or fight the good fight of faith. And we should have similar attitudes as an athlete. Like, running the race or fighting a good fight, like those are both like physical, athletic like phrases. And I always wonder why Christian movies used sports metaphors like facing the giants or Woodlawn. I'm like, what about us people that aren't athletic? Can we get something that's similar to our life to, understand Christianity through? But I think the reason why they do that is not because of themselves, but because of scripture. Like, running the race and fighting the good fight of faith aren't Hollywood phrases. Those are godly phrases. God used Paul to write those down. And why? Because we learn a lot about perseverance and endurance and training to obtain a prize from sports metaphors and athletic training even. Now, why I think this is very interesting is instead of seeing persevering and enduring people that call themselves believers in our world today, we see a Christian walk that is lackadaisical, it lacks urgency, it is sometimes unproductive, ineffective, unfruitful, and frankly unimportant. It just looks like a normal walk when our walk with Christ should be supernatural and it should have eternal weight to it. Like, it requires all of our heart and mind and soul, and it also requires all of our energy and endurance so that we can actually finish the race and fight the good fight. Like, it requires training so that we can pass each test, aren't led astray, and actually make it to heaven. You know, like, if we don't actually guard our minds and our hearts, we can be led astray. We just learned that as we learned how do we love the Lord with all of our heart. If we don't study, we can't pass a test. So if we're not trained, whether that means training our minds, whether that means training our hearts, whether that means training our bodies, how will we know that we can pass the test? How will we know that we are able to run the race? You know, like, there are some people that are like, I'm going to do a half marathon, but they never trained. And so the half marathon comes and they pass out. Their body doesn't know how to do that. They weren't just supposed to learn in that moment. They were supposed to work at it so that in that moment, they're able to succeed. The same is true with our walk with Jesus. How are we going to fight temptation if we have never learned how to fight it? How are we going to use scripture in moments when we are afraid, when we don't even know scripture that talks about how we should have no fear? Like, it's very logical. Like, this makes sense. And yet, a lot of us aren't trained. Now, one cool thing is that the Lord has given us the church. Like, he has given us one another, and he has blessed his church with gifts, and those gifts are to equip the body for the work of the ministry. If you look in Ephesians 4, it talks about that. That's why God gives us apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists so that all of us believers are equipped. Equipped makes me also think of someone that is trained, that has everything that they need so that when they go in a battle or when they go fight the fight or run the race, they will succeed. Thinking as a parent, I want to equip our girls in the best way possible so that when they leave our house that they are prepared, that they're ready, that they're not like, I've never learned how to do any of this. I didn't even know there was a real world out here. I don't know, I'm exaggerating. But honestly, like, I want them to be prepared. And God wants us to be prepared because he wants us to make it to heaven. He wants us to be with him. If he didn't, he would not have sent Jesus. You know, like, it defeats the whole purpose if he sent Jesus and then we don't accomplish the race. Like, what was the point of that? What was the point of that? Okay, now that we are children of God, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. We need to actively be training ourselves so that we can accomplish the goal, which is being more like Christ and honestly making it to heaven. You know, like, I want to get there. I want to finish the race. I want God to be pleased and glorified with my life. I want to be faithful. I want to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." He's not going to say that if I didn't do well, if I didn't, you know, run the race and pass the finish line. He's not going to say, "Well done, you did it." He's not. Is he? Why would he do that? When he gave me everything that I needed for life and godliness, everything that I needed to be equipped, and told me, "Hey, train yourself in this. Work at this." So now, 'tis my job to work like an athlete in godliness and righteousness, in the words of faith. I need to be trained in knowing God's word and doing God's word. And one thing he has said to wives is that we need to be trained on how to love our husbands. So, are you ready for a 4-week boot camp? Well, great. You've already made it through your first week. Congratulations. And I'm sure you didn't even know it was already over, did you? Today was just a study on the word train. Just spending some time remembering that we need to be trained, that we need to be continually working on, learning, exercising, practicing, being tested on how to love our husbands. Like, if we realize that this is a training process, we will continue working and we won't get so easily discouraged by one moment because we realize this is a process. You know, if I understand that training for the Olympics isn't going to take a day, I'm not going to be mad at myself on day one. I'm going to say, "Man, that was a hard day." I'm going to go home. I'm going to soak in an ice bath. I'm going to take a rest. I'm going to, you know, drink some water. And then I'm going to wake up the next morning and get back at it. Because the Olympics is the goal. That's where I'm going. And that is a training process that I am going through. You know, like, I'm continually learning. I'm continually working on it. I'm continually trying. And sometimes that means, like, if my coach isn't helping me, I get a new coach, you know? Like, or there are some people that are like, "Well, I want to go to this school because they're really good at what I'm learning in ballet. They're the best ballet school in the country. I want to go to this school because that training will be the best so that I can be in the Nutcracker," you know? If whatever the goal is, if heaven is the goal, if God is the goal, is faithfulness the goal, if loving our husband is the goal, I need to figure out how to train myself to get there. Like, that is my job as an athlete. That's my job. How do I prepare myself, train myself, equip myself to be the best athlete I can be, the best wife I can be, the best Christian I can be, the best mom I can be? How do I train myself? One great thing is that 2 Timothy 3:16 said, all scripture is profitable for training in righteousness. So the first way that I can train myself is by looking at scripture. And so that's what we are going to do. For the next 3 weeks, we are going to look at scripture about what God says loving our husbands looks like. And then we're going to work on it. And it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen today. It is going to be a process. We are going to be working on these things until we attain the goal. Until we love our husbands like Jesus told us to. And that is going to take all of our life, and it's going to take every single day, every moment. And it's going to be great. Cool? And you know, as I kind of said in the beginning, we can help each other out by training together. I love dancing when I was in elementary, high school, and college, honestly. And I have not danced in a really long time. And I really want to take a dance class so bad. And I've tried to, like, exercise at home and stuff. But I realized, like, there's something different about dance classes. There's something different about, you know, like, getting up to run with someone else. Obviously, there's accountability there. Obviously, there's motivation there. Like, oh, this person's going to help me. Like, if I'm tired, they're going to be like, keep going, you know? They help. But then we also build better things together. You know, it's not just my mind. It's all of our minds. Like, specifically thinking about, like, dancing and, like, choreography and making dances together. And, like, we would train or practice or rehearse for competition. I work really hard and keep on going, and obviously you'd be motivated as we were dancing and getting tired, but we created better stuff together. We do better together. And again, another reason why God gave us the church, because we are better together. So that is my shameless invitation to send me an email. Let's talk. Like, what have you learned from people, from experience, from God's word about how to love your husband? Like, how has God trained you? How has he shown you that you need to be trained specifically, but then also, like, generally? How do wives in general need to be trained? Share those things with me for my own personal growth. But if you do share, I will share them on the podcast. I just want to let you know that. So yeah, let's motivate each other. Let's keep each other accountable, and let's build better, like, families, because we know and we are strong and we are trained in God's word. Sound good? Great. Can I pray for you? Father, I thank you that you have not left us wandering, trying to figure out how to please you, how to live, how you called us to, how to know you, and how to get back to you. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for giving us your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for forgiving us and making us a part of your family. Thank you for endowing us with gifts and purposes and people like our husbands and our children that you've entrusted to us that we are to love and follow and lead and train even. Lord, our prayer right now is that you would just help us truly understand that our life with you is not a sprint. It is a marathon. It is a process of training. Lord, that we would look at our sin and hate it and desire holiness and godliness and righteousness and run towards it with perseverance and endurance. And everything we've got, so that we can truly obtain the prize, which is you for eternity. Or even just our husbands for our lifetime. We cannot do it without your grace. We cannot do it without your Spirit. So Holy Spirit, help us, train us, that we may love our husbands. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you gotta have it, please write a review. I truly would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want to email me, I will write that in the description below. And if you want more, tune in next week and we will continue talking about how to love our husbands. I look forward to it. I truly do hope you guys are having a great May and are getting excited for Mother's Day too. I'm thinking I will do like a special episode on Mother's Day just to say I love you. But until then, I will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.